And welcome back to Afterburn After Hours. Holidays.
Holidays.
The holidays are coming. Road trips. We're just talking about road trips.
Road trips.
People drinking too much liquids and fluids before they get on a...
fluids.
Dude.
I love liquids and fluids.
Yeah, yeah. When I do too. But not on a 7-hour road trip.
No, we ain't stopping.
You got two stops.
You're not
max.
Stopping for seven hours.
That's your, I mean, that's it? Two
gas.
Stops?
Two stop max.
Just yeah. for gas.
That's gas and yeah, Buc-ee's. And
you better,
I was gonna say, you guys don't
yeah, if I'm stopping for gas, you better squeeze them out. Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
You're going now whether you like it or not.
Yeah, and if not, there's a bucket.
There's, we, that's
do you carry a bucket just in case?
When we were kids, growing up, we lived in like Michigan, Pennsylvania, whatever, and every year we used to go to Florida for vacation, and we had like one of those big conversion vans, like the thing would lay down. There's four boys. Like we, yes, you know, we're rambunctious, man. But like my dad's like, don't stop. So like we had a bucket, like a Cool Whip bucket. And it was like,
Cool Whip is not that big of a bucket.
No, listen.
You mean like a Cool, like the big one or the small one?
Like the bucket, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like
the
a white
one.
Yeah. Like a white bucket.
Still not that big.
That, listen, yeah.
We got the job.
Splashes.
Got the job done, man. When you're trying to go straight through from Pennsylvania to Orlando.
Are y'all sharing the same bucket?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it had those windows, you know, just. No, I'm just.
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Everybody's so, visual with just this episode.
Just be,
games.
Yeah, just be careful on the holidays. Don't drink too much liquids before you head to the to grandma's house. All right.
To grandma's house.
So we're going to talk about holidays, gains for the holidays. And we were discussing, you know, different things for this. And I think we came up with just some guidelines.
Yeah.
Not rules. Not
non-negotiables,
but just some tips, maybe some guidelines for the holidays. And Allie had probably, I think, the number one overarching kind of tip.
Which one was it?
She's got so many.
She has a lot of tips.
Where do
excuses.
Oh, yeah. No excuses. I mean, so here's the thing. There's like, always going to be a holiday. And I think the biggest one is thinking about like Thanksgiving into Christmas. And I think it's 100% fine to, you know, have that day, enjoy yourself. I'm not saying stick to your diet on that day. Like it's about family time, enjoying your food, whatever, but there should be no excuses to stick to your routine between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's like usually an entire month as an entire month that you can either choose to, for lack of better words, waste.
Let yourself go.
Or, you know, stick to your routine. When you're consistent with your routine, it's easy to get back into your routine if you don't let it manifest into a whole week or so of being out of routine.
You know what's funny about that? I've said this before, like my whole big thing, like I floss twice a day and my little water pick thing, it broke. So I had to get a new one. Well, in the process of waiting for a new one to get shipped, I hate flossing with string because I can't figure out my fingers. And my wife's a dental hygienist. Like, she's like, let me show you. I'm like, no, I don't need a lesson in flossing with the string. Just let me get my water thing. And then we're going to
be okay. Use the string.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the toothpick.
She does.
You don't even have to hold.
What's that?
They have those sticks. You don't even have to hold.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
but I just, the water thing, but I got out of, I think it was like 3 days. I waited for it to ship.
Did you floss?
I did, but I was like fumbling around with my friggin' string, hated it. But my point is I didn't do it twice a day because I didn't like it. Yeah. So it was like not part of my routine, even though it was the same thing. Technically, it wasn't part of what I was used to doing. And so I got out of the habit of doing twice a day. But then when I got it was like, okay, back on track. But it was like how quickly you can slide back. I've been doing that since the beginning of the year, but like you can quickly slide back a lot quicker than you can build a routine.
Of course. Uh-huh.
You know, so go ahead to your thing is like 30 days roughly between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, 100%. 30 days that you're either going to, and I think also you just have to set yourself up. I think we all give ourselves an out of like, oh, it's the holidays. Like things are going to happen, but it's like, they don't have to happen. They don't have to.
Why didn't they happen the rest of the year? Like, from your birthday to Labor Day or whatever it is.
There's always going to be an excuse.
Yeah.
There's always an excuse, you know, even not the holidays. I wake up and I'm like, oh, well, I got a headache. Like maybe today's not the day. I think discipline comes from, you know, not giving excuses. The weight, just excuses don't have to be excuses. Excuses don't have to actually mean anything if you don't let them. And I think it's a lot of just being real with yourself and being honest with yourself. And sometimes, I mean, I might sound mean for this and someone's got to say it, but you get to decide if you're going to make progress or not. So if you choose to not make progress, that's on you. And if you choose to not make progress just because it's the holidays, that's on you.
Yeah.
And you'll have your coaches in your corner and be like, you got this, Betty. Like, for the record, there's no actual Betty. I don't want anybody thinking I'm like targeting them, but your coaches are here for you regardless of what time of year it is.
Yeah.
We don't care that it's the holidays. So enjoy your holiday, but you shouldn't care that it's the holidays either.
I think it allows for negotiations with yourself. You're negotiating.
Excuses onto the best.
You had that one meal yesterday. Well, this is not so bad today. This cookie's not so bad today. And then you've been eating cookies for 3 days.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been there. For me, the struggle is okay.
You negotiated your discipline right out the door.
Yeah. I've been there.
Then you're going to lose motivation. And then you lose your routine. And then it's just a downward spiral to where the whole world slows down during the holidays. And look, I'm okay with that. I love family. Family's very important to me. At the same time, I got to be the best version of myself to enjoy time with my family.
Right.
Yeah.
So I can't allow myself to get off track and lose discipline and lose, you know, my motivation and start these bad habits when I've been on a track of making successful habits and making progress the entire year and throw it away for 30 days. And then I go into the new year and then I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to start the new year off. And then it
doesn't happen.
It's another downward spiral. Yeah. So you can't end the year bad to start the new year bad. That's just what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Excuses are always going to sound the best to the people making them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Because if I told Frank why I didn't want to do something, he'd be like, that's stupid. Like, he'd be like, that doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, it doesn't, you know? So sometimes you need somebody to be like, no.
And that can be your family during the holidays.
So here's the thing, what you just said. So let's talk about Thanksgiving. I mean, let's talk about Halloween. Halloween's 30 days before Thanksgiving, technically, roughly.
It's like almost a little over 30 days away.
Yeah. So I'll say Thanksgiving first. You said you can easily make excuses on Thanksgiving. 100%. I got to cook this. I got to cook that. I got family. How about you guys do a 5K as a family to start off Thanksgiving Day?
Turkey trot.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
Everywhere has them. Yeah. As a family, you can walk it. You can run it. You can run jog it.
Or
you
do the 1 mile fun run.
Do whatever. Yeah. But just get out on Thanksgiving and do something as a family. You want to talk about family? Let's be active as a family, not Thanksgiving Day, two kids over there on iPads, mom's in the kitchen cooking, dad's on the couch getting ready for football that doesn't start for 7 hours, watching the pregame, getting his fantasy ready.
Yeah.
Everybody's arguing.
But that's not family time.
All right.
Yeah. What? Let's get everybody together, do a 5K on Thanksgiving Day to start our day as a family, and then we move in. Here's the good news. You establish a routine.
Yeah. Yep.
So here's the thing. Sign up for it ahead of time. Pay for it. It's like booking class.
It is.
If you don't show, we charge you. Why? Because we're not mean and greedy. It's because we're holding you accountable. That's the same reason anyone does things. Like, you book a trip. I paid X number of dollars. I'm going.
You're going.
If you don't buy trip protection, you're going.
Yep.
I don't care if you have a headache or not.
No matter what.
Called off wedding, honeymoon, people are still going on them.
Exactly.
100%.
Yes.
Yep.
Apart or not, whatever. Yep. But... So start off Thanksgiving with a turkey trot. Everywhere has them.
Yep.
You know, that's the routine that we've created the last couple of years. So I think that's a great advice is like, you know, there's always going to be something. And like Frank said, you're negotiating with yourself and it's easy to talk yourself out of it.
Easy.
Because no one else is there to say otherwise. Nope. And here's the problem. Most times the people that are in your corner that are just fluffing you up, they're going to be like, that sounds okay.
You've done enough. You worked out all last week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was last week.
It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. Take the day off.
No.
And they think they're being supportive to you. Like, it's all good intentions, but the most supportive people to you are going to be the ones that call you out when you're being.
Is it supportive or enabling?
Enabling for sure.
Okay. Well, but now we might get canceled for that, but that's okay. So
anyways,
Cassie's been quiet on this one. So
Cassie's not getting canceled.
No, she's not. No, she's the favorite.
I'm listening.
So I know Frank's really big on, when we talk about this a lot, just, you know, discipline, habits, routines, rituals, whatever those things may be. And I think for the holidays, one thing that we're doing with our region is called Lean by Halloween.
Yep.
And so it was really, number one, it was to kind of build community inside of our company because we have always a lot of new people joining the company. So one, it was kind of help build some community. Two, it was to help establish some healthy habits moving into the holidays. We have three daily rituals that we're doing. One's the workout, two is 10,000 steps a day. And then three is making sure you hit at least 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram body weight. Right. That's the recommended daily protein. So that's the three things. Not hard. Not anything that you have to just go completely, you know, outside of your day-to-day to do, but it's knowing it's there. It's having the marker. It's having the thing. So the whole idea was, let's establish some good routines moving into the holidays. And there was four pillars that people had to pick from. And there was some different things. One of them was tracking food. And, you know, we were talking earlier before we came on the show, you know, there's tracking calories, but then there's also just making smart decisions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you touch on that.
Yeah. Bottom line, we know what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be eating, what we should be eating. It starts with a smart choice. Don't, again, as we talked about with progress and you know, smart goals and anything that we do, like the progressive overload, when we talked about that, is just don't try to jump fully into it.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to change your lifestyle in one day.
Yep.
All right. It's not sustainable. You're at the supermarket. All right. We talk all the time about walking on the outside of the supermarket first. All right. That's where all the good stuff's located. Making smart decisions. All right. Know what I should be eating at lunch. Know what you should be eating for breakfast. Prioritize your protein intake 100%. Yeah. I mean, that for me is always my easiest. When I remember, I think back when I try to change my eating habits, what can I start with that I love? Because I love, I got 20 tubs of protein sitting here. I need to prioritize my protein intake. So that was my biggest thing for me. So I had to choose something that I knew, okay, I enjoy working out. I know I need protein to build muscle. I need to prioritize that first.
Yeah.
I cannot talk to them. If I say prioritize my protein. I was thinking about protein right now. But that's what I know I need to do. So for anybody out there, you know, what do you enjoy eating? What's your goals right now? And then pick one of those that's easiest for you to start with.
Yep.
And don't jump in the deep end right off the bat. It's just not sustainable.
Think about this. Food is information for our bodies.
Yes.
Food, what we feed our body, we're giving information what to do with that food.
Yeah.
So when we give it sugar, we're telling our bodies to increase insulin output. Mm-hmm. When we give ourselves, you know, broccoli, we're giving it micronutrients and phytonutrients and we're fiber. And so it's going to do different processes. Protein, we're telling it to send these amino acids to help rebuild tissue or whatever tissue that needs to be rebuilt or just addressed. Food is information. So think about that what am I sending signals to my body when I eat this or that cookie or that? Listen, we're not saying don't eat cookie. Frank Cassie and I love sweets. Like we were just talking about some pumpkin rolls and all this stuff. Like I love that stuff.
Cookies but all day.
What were we talking about recently? Like you can still make the same things and even make adjustments to those things.
Yes. So
healthier. What is that place that you were talking about that we just discovered?
Wicked Batter. Yeah.
They have like low sugar options, low carb options, you know, depending on what you're shooting for. And they taste great.
They taste good.
And you can make them at home. You made French toast, the pumpkin French toast.
Pumpkin stuffed French toast. Yeah. And it was keto bread that my wife gets from Costco. I just got some pumpkin puree. Added a little bit of maple syrup, like actual maple syrup to it, stirred it up, put it between two pieces, dipped it in some eggs, boom, boom, on the nice thing. And look, it was super, it didn't taste like if I went to First Watch. Okay.
Oh, of course. Yes.
However, I could eat a little bit more of it because it was a lot less calories and it satisfied that urge for some pumpkin French toast.
Well, here's the thing too. Your body will tell you what it wants. So even if you're craving something, like food shouldn't make you sleepy. Food shouldn't make your stomach hurt. Food shouldn't make you feel like garbage.
Correct.
Yep. So
that's the signals you're sending it though.
Yep. Yeah.
And what you're consuming.
Right.
If I'm eating a whole bunch of sugar, a whole bunch of carbs, and I know that doesn't feel good to me, like, yeah, emotionally that made me feel good for about 20 minutes.
Correct.
And now I feel like crap the rest of the day.
Yep.
So it is like a hard mental, like I've been there. I love food. Like I love to eat food that's satisfying. I love, like, I'm a foodie. Like I like trying different foods, but it comes to a point where like I'm either spending 20% of my day feeling really good and the rest of it feeling really bad, or I can take 20% of my day to make hard mental decisions and spend the rest of my day feeling great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Thanksgiving Day, don't eat to the point where you have to lay down. Like where your stomach is so uncomfortable. Enjoy Thanksgiving. My wife makes these mashed potatoes that have cream cheese in them and butter. Oh, yeah. And you guys know. And a maple gravy. Look, it's fantastic, right? But here's the thing. I would rather be able to have it twice than stuff myself so full. I feel terrible like the rest of the night. So eat responsible. Give your body time to digest what you ate.
Yep. Yeah.
Take a walk.
Exactly. So these are where look, if you start your day with a 5K, your metabolism's already moving. Yep. It's already active. Yep. You already started some processes and now you're going to be able to get through food and get through your the rest of your day a little bit more efficiently. So
yeah,
enjoy yourself. Like Allie said,
I think around the holidays too, from a psychology standpoint, I think it comes from a lot of like a scarcity mentality of I have to indulge in all of this stuff now because it is the holidays.
That's a good point.
You can have mashed potatoes any day of the year. Like they're not going anywhere.
Right.
So do not feel like you have to gorge yourself just because it's Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Don't feel like you have to eat the cookies just because it's a holiday and they're going. Like you can have them next week. You can have them 2 weeks from now. They're not going anywhere. So don't feel like you have to gorge yourself just because it's the holidays.
And you know, if you make a dessert, make enough that you can take somewhere, whether it's coworkers, whether it's your kids' school, versus, the holidays are all about giving.
So to your neighbors.
Give it to somebody else so you're not tempted by it.
Right.
Because here's what happens. You walk in the thing and you're like, I'll take a half. And then you take
another half.
I'm six halves.
Next thing you know, it's 2 days in. You've killed the whole dish. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
So make enough that you can share with other people. So you have a little bit, then you can share a little bit. But it's just about being responsible. I think Frank said it best is just make smart decisions. You know what you know what to do, but let's not forget about being active.
Yeah.
You know, when holidays in town, guess what? Sometimes you need a little escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mentally, physically.
Oh, the family.
You will thank yourself later.
Hey, you gotta prepare for Black Friday. When you're like going through those crowds,
you are all out to the door.
Yes.
The first one in.
Yes. So when you come in and you raise your base pace, 0.1, 0.2, you're going to be able to hustle
that TV first.
That's
my 76 inch right there. I think a big one that goes along with food is alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't think we were tackling that.
But, you know, I was having a conversation the other day with an individual and it's okay. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't drink or enjoy some beverages. So, but I know I need to be disciplined enough on what I'm eating that day because I am going to have some drinks later.
Right.
So therefore I'm going to adjust what I intake.
Drinks are calories.
Drinks are calories.
Starbucks. So
what I'm drinking.
Oh, I think he means alcohol.
I'm just saying drinks are calories. Oh, okay. All right.
We're just lightening the blow there.
I'm trying to help.
Maybe it's a tequila soda instead of a margarita.
Look, that makes a difference.
Yeah,
it really does. But being aware of what I'm consuming in my body, knowing that, hey, I'm going to a little get together later. I am going to have some drinks. Probably going to increase my water intake. I'm going to focus more on protein throughout the day. You know, not loading up on certain things. I'm just going to keep sugar going throughout my body. So again, that's a smart choice, but it's not a negotiation I'm going to have myself. Like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I know the next day I don't want to feel like crap. I'm going to get up. I need to work out and I still got to stay on my routine regardless. So,
you know, it's funny. So when we were in Costa Rica for my wife's for Phase 40th, the Airbnb we were at was about a mile from the little town that was, that we were in Tamarindo. And this was 10 days after I competed. So I was already kind of in a vulnerable state from like, I could put on weight really easily based on, you know, my body just wanting to hold on to everything. So we had some drinks, you know, that was my time to, I didn't have a drink from what May like 17th until August 2nd when we got there.
Yeah.
So I was like, It's kind of one of those moments where like it could be a bad move. I could come back 15 pounds heavier, but because like, dude, we were logging miles. Like we were walking a lot.
Nice.
I worked out a little bit in the mornings. I did some band stuff and just, you know, worked out for like 30 minutes just to get my body moving. It wasn't like I was doing anything super intense. It was we were walking 16, 17, 20,000 steps a day. I have two drinks at night, right? I came back leaner than when I went, but it was all of the activity.
Yep.
So like, I think one day I walked like 30,000 steps or something like that, But because Faith, we were on the beach and Faith's like, let's go to that rock. I'm like, that rock's way further than you think it is. And she's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, it's way farther than you think. So we were like—
like 3 miles.
1.75 miles. And I'm like, babe, we're like maybe halfway. That's an easy, another 1.75. So she's like, all right, we'll take a picture and walk back.
That'd be one heck of a rock.
Dude, this thing was big. But my point is that if you're going to enjoy those things, just don't forget about the other side of it, is the activity side. It's really easy, especially in other states where it's colder, to just, your activity dwindles down because right. you're like, I don't want to go outside. It's cold or whatever. Dude, just think about being active. And like Frank said, if you're going to have some booze, what is booze? Sugar, carbs. So maybe you don't load up on all the carbs for food, but maybe you save a little bit of that for, so you have to balance again, making smart decisions.
Yep.
And maybe you don't have a whole bottle of wine. You have a glass or two, you know? But again, it's really easy in the holidays to give yourself that pass. Cause you're like, oh, the new year is coming.
Yep.
And we hear that all the time in our industry.
But here's the thing.
I'll start.
Last year, did you stick to your New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, of course not.
So is it worth it waiting to the new year to start new ones that you're not going to keep?
We just looked it up from Thanksgiving to Christmas, or I'm sorry, Thanksgiving to New Year, average American gains 1 to 3 pounds. Okay.
That's pure fat weight.
One to three pounds of fat.
Correct. Like 1 to 3 pounds of actual fat weight. And again, when you gain fat all over the body. It's not just like I gained 1 pound of fat in my belly.
Yep.
No, it's all over.
Everywhere. Yeah.
So if you think about it, how hard is it to burn 3 pounds of actual fat?
3,500 times three.
Yeah.
Is how much?
That's a lot.
True deficit.
That's a lot of workouts.
Yeah. I mean, most people are burning, women are burning like 500-ish calories, men 700 to 800 in class. That's a lot of classes.
With monitoring food intake.
Yeah.
Mm. You can wipe out a month, 2 months of progress. Easy.
Yeah, easy. So I think the message is like, just make some smart choices. Don't give yourself the excuse. I think have some non-negotiables, like you said.
Yeah.
You're like, if I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do this. Cool. Going into the holidays, if you set those parameters, now tell somebody else who's like not your friend, who's like, good job. No. Call Frank.
I'll be right here. Send a message.
Find him on Insta.
You have to have somebody in your corner who's going to tell you the hard thing and be like, dude, where were you today? Like, you didn't show up. Yeah. I would rather that than the other side of it where it's like, it's okay.
Yep.
Your
coaches are there every day except for Christmas day.
That's true.
Like, classes are still going on.
And it's the holidays, so there's room.
Yep.
But there shouldn't be.
And I'll say this, over the holidays, maybe you try some Strength 50 classes.
Yeah.
Maybe if we talked about this in a previous episode, change this instead of 4 Orange 60s. Maybe if that's what you're currently doing, do 3 Orange 60s and a Strength 50.
Come on.
See what happens.
Just change your routine.
You got to be able to lift that pumpkin somehow.
That's right.
Hey, man.
You got to be able to lift that TV
20
somehow.
Pound turkey out of the oven.
This is some heavy Christmas presents too. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Carrying that TV around Best Buy.
Hey, you've been doing those wood choppers so you can chop down your Christmas tree.
That's right. It all translates.
We're in Florida.
We got to chop down palm trees. It's in the Griswold Christmas alley.
People don't chop down their own Christmas trees?
Not here.
No, man. You go to the attic and get your Christmas tree and put it up.
Hey, you gotta be able to pull it down, okay?
All right. So enjoy the holidays. Have fun. But make some smart choices and listen to this episode because we started off with something really interesting about your fluid intake before you go to grandma's house.
So stay hydrated.
But not on the car ride.
Yeah. Hydrate when you get there. Take a liquid IV with you.
Yep. Oh, there you go.
Banging in their driveway.
I mean, you have to make sure you don't hydrate too much before you leave either.
That, I think that's what we were talking about.
Well, not just in the car. Okay, bye.
Talk to you later.